Where's that going? Listen to my mind. Well, don't you know I'm gonna make me go blind. Oh, why he did tickle me down to my toes? Ooh, I bless it while I have it through the nose. Well, I go on this for my brain. Oh, why did this phone drive me insane? Oh, why did it tickle me down to my toes? Watch that stuff to itself in. Watch that side, no, it's not gonna be dead and right. Red Foxy Mama walks the walk down the street. Come outside, your head gonna make dead ain't on your street. Well, I know when they be my friend. Tickle me down to my toes. Oh, why light I sit now, goodness knows. Oh, why light it lighting up my eyes. Don't you know it fills me up with surprise. Oh, why he tickle me down to my toes. Oh, why light I tell you now, goodness knows I'm working. Watch that sweet trick, it's gonna go and make it every week. Oh, split a motor, everyone's gonna kill them all. It's guns, everybody gets gonna make me run to it.
Ink Studs doing a special interview with Peter Thompson, the artist of Lucky Yellow and or the Chronicles of Lucky Yellow, I should say.
Right.
And you're also in Naga Dot, aren't you?
I am, yes.
One of the bounty of creators,
right,
in there, featuring many, many talented...
Many fine artists.
A fair amount from the lovely city of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to live here at some point.
I lived there just very briefly a couple times, yeah.
Okay. But you make your homestead in London.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll start out. Tell me about the elephant that is Lucky Yellow.
Well, let me see. What do you want to know about it?
Where did Lucky Yellow come from? What's his meager beginnings?
Lucky Yellow, I'm trying to remember, it may have been Jason McLean that first drew Lucky Yellow, or it might have been Mark Bell.
One of,
I can't quite remember who was the very first, but the three of us had drawn him. When I first started drawing a bunch of Lucky Yellow drawings for the book, I had been thinking originally in my head that maybe could get a bunch drawn by both me and Mark and Jason and do just a zine by the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the two of them were both busy at the time, so I just went ahead and started drawing a bunch on my own.
And how did you get connected with Drawn and Quarterly for publishing as part of their Petite Livre series?
Well, completely through Mark Bell. The drawings were out in Vancouver. I'd sent them to him. I think I was seeing about getting them shown somewhere. And he went ahead and scanned some of them and sent them to them to see if they'd be into doing a book of them, and they were.
Cool. How important has collaboration with Mark and Jason been for your own artistic
development? Oh, pretty important. I've had a huge influence on the drawing.
How did you first get connected with those two boys?
Well, I've known them both for years. Let me see. I met Mark in 1989, and I've known Jason longer than that.
Wow. Now, before Lucky Yellow, did you have a lot of minis published that you guys had put out together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done lots of books together.
How much of that is represented in Agadod?
A fair amount.
A good chunk.
I don't know. It's a good selection. For Nagadad to represent all of what was going on, in the whole scene that it represents, it would fill up about 3 or 4 Nagadads. But if you follow me.
Yeah. It's about a quarter of the amount of goodness out there.
Something like that, yeah.
So, how do you approach one of your drawings? Do you just kind of do freehand, or do you have something in mind as you start it?
Sometimes I have a little idea before I start drawing, but usually I just start drawing and see what happens.
Do you intend to take it as a series of kind of related drawings? Because Lucky Yellow is obviously all of them kind of fit together.
Right. No, it just depends on what I'm working on at the time. Sometimes just whatever, just some drawing on its own, but sometimes if I'm doing a series, I'll just keep it with that.
Now, this was done, 2004, I think it was published?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm presuming you've got stuff since then. What kind of, where has your work gone since Lucky Yellow?
Let me see. I have a new book coming out, should be back from the printers in a month or so. Have you heard of Antiism from Victoria?
It sounds familiar. That's a publisher?
Yeah, they do some books and prints and art shows and stuff. And they're putting out a book by me and a book of collaborative stuff by me and James Kirkpatrick.
Okay. Now, is this stuff representative of what's sitting in Lucky's comics right now?
Pardon?
The work that you have...
Oh, right. There's some similarities of some of... between, some of my half of the collaborative drawing... Because it's still... they still look like me.
Yeah.
But, what's in at Lucky's right now is just... it's just solo stuff. Just... Well, no, it's not just solo stuff. There's 3 drawings in there that are collaborative in the Lucky Show.
With Jason or with...
No, with Jason Bellchamber.
Oh, okay. What's all these guys named Jason?
I don't know. Yeah, there's too many of them.
That's okay. In Vancouver, we're all named Robin, so...
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of us. I'm sure you've met some at some point. Now, what does psychedelia mean to you?
Psychedelia.
So I notice it is a prominent phrase featured in the
yes,
work in Lucky's.
It's a hard to describe word. It's a lot easier to show someone an example of psychedelia and to say, there you go, that's psychedelia.
Like, I know for Mark Bell watching him draw, it's just something really primal. Is that how it is for you, where you just constantly always pushing out art and just kind of constantly keep the hand going and just see what develops?
Yeah, I think that's... I think that's a good description.
Are you ever very surprised about where it takes you?
I don't know.
Or like, what have been some unexpected results?
There's some drawings that I'm working on now that are a little bit different. Well, they still look like my drawings, but they're abstract drawings. This series that I'm working on right now. So there's no figures or text or anything in them.
How does the text play a role in your work?
It's definitely a major part of the drawings. Develops. I mean, it's a big part of developing the mood of the drawing.
Does it come out at the same time, or is it something kind of, I don't want to say this, but stamped on?
No, it's definitely an integral part of the drawing. It comes out, it all goes together.
Now, I was talking to Owen Plummer the other day, and I mentioned I was interviewing you, and he said to ask you about, and I only remembered part of it, something about Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving...
Thanksgiving amoeba?
Yes. Tell me about the Thanksgiving amoeba.
Well, all right. The origins of the term Thanksgiving amoeba is... The very first was a drawing that was done by Mark Bell and Scott McIntyre when we were students at the Beale Arts High School here in London. And it was just a drawing that they did. I think it was on a bus on a school trip or something. And it was just titled Thanksgiving Amoeba. And later on, there was... that was the title of another... of a really early zine by Mark and I. Thanksgiving Amoeba.
Has it developed as a character? Or is it just a concept thrown in as a title?
It's not a character. It's a concept. How should I put this? I think it's fairly closely related to psychedelia as a concept. It can be like just a label, just that we happen to put on this sort of style.
When producing art, One thing that someone said to me that really influenced him from something Mark was saying was how you can't hold on to every piece of art. You just have to be able to keep creating and developing. Are you like that, where you're just it doesn't necessarily hold that precious, where each little scrap of paper has to be conserved, but instead just constantly developed?
Oh yeah.
What are some of your favorite tools to use?
I draw with the almost exclusively with the what are they called? Staedtler pigment liner pens.
Now, you do some other multimedia stuff as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Other than what kind of other multimedia?
Like collagey stuff and incorporate like gouache and watercolor and acrylic. Been doing more color than just instead of just black and white lately.
Do you have any shows coming up other than what's featured in Lucky's?
Let me see. There's a show that I'm in right now at Museum London here in London, Ontario. It's called Pulp Fiction.
Now, I think there's a show in Toronto that I don't know if it already happened that Robert Dayton was telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
That has a bunch of you guys in it. Has that already happened, or?
I don't know. I don't know what show he was talking about.
You never know.
Let me see. This show in London, it's me and Mark and Jason McLean and the Lions and James Kirkpatrick and Amy Lockhart and Mark DeLong and Seth Scriver and Shane Eamon and Jenny O'Keefe.
Nice.
Are all in the show.
Do you ever put together minis anymore?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. I have a couple that I'll have to head out to the copy store soon and make some up. Have a collaborative one of me and Jason McLean that we just did enough drawings to make a one for. We're going to call it Coast to Coast AM.
And he's in Ontario now, right?
Yep, he just moved to Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Does that help having change stuff, having people back out east?
It's a lot easier for doing collaborative stuff. I can just, much easier to go to his place when he's out here than in Vancouver.
Now, any chance of any of these minis coming out east? Or, out west?
I could probably send some out to Lucky's.
I think that would be swell. I was hoping when I went in there to see the show that there'd be some minis, but there wasn't.
No, I didn't have any ready in time. But, I'll be sending some out, hopefully soon-ish.
And I presume you probably have stuff in Beguiling in Toronto?
There may be some copies of some stuff there right now, but, there's often stuff of mine there, not always.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me today, Peter.
Yeah.
And I look forward to your next book coming out.
I forgot to mention the title of that book by me and James that's coming out. It's called Brain Trust.
Brain Trust. And that'll be out when about?
Should be back from the printers and ready by, like, mid-October.
Excellent.
It's all pretty much all done and ready to go to the printers now.
And that'll be in finer book and comic and art stores.
Right.
Cool. Well, thanks. Well, have a swell day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Peter Thompson. His book is The Chronicles of Lucky Ello from Drawn and Quarterly, as well as I think he's got The Hobbit. It's The Hobbit or The Two Towers from Picture Box, and Naugadod from Picture Box and Conundrum co-published. Check them out, folks.
Yeah.